Our lead pastor just left yesterday on a mission trip to Cuba. Aren't you thankful for Pastor Eugene and Pastor Laura? We love them. And we had quite an eventful week last week, didn't we, Valencia? And we did a four-night revival conference, is what we called it. I'm not sure why we put the word conference on there, but we decided to be conference-y or something. But we just sought God for 4 days. And it was just incredible. We'll be putting some videos on YouTube. So you can hear about that. But tonight, this morning, you're going to hear a live testimony from the government of God. We've got a few questions.
Biggest letter there was, this big giant E, and I still couldn't see it. I could only see a white screen, and he finally gave me blind in that office.
So basically, if you would hold up your left, if you put a hand over your left eye, they would have been extremely fuzzy. Just saw white. Okay, so then you came to Awakening Revival, and then what happened?
And then I told Pastor Tim what was going on, and he told me to get on my knees and pray. I was surprised at first because I thought he was going to lay hands on me and pray, but he told me to thank the Lord for restoring my vision. So I just cried out to God, and I prayed and prayed, and when he told me to get up, he told me to look around, and after what I saw, I could see the screen, I could see people's shirts, I could see everything.
Okay, now hold on. Okay, yes. So then, you know, because especially as pastors, we love to see just the complete authentic reveal. So then Pastor pulled you aside. I saw him on the front row. It was pitch black and very, very low lighting. And he said, I want you to start reading the Bible, right? Very, very fine print. And he started reading it word for word. He said, I want you to look back. We have a cheap, I don't know, we have a cheap screen behind us for the worship team. If you're wondering why we never forget the words. And now you know if we forget the words, it's because we can't read. So we pointed it back there, and you started reading everything on it. Guys, she couldn't see 10 minutes before she got on her knees. And because of the grace of God, she can see today. Is that not incredible? Amen. Can we stand to our feet? Come on, can we give God a praise for that? Come on, will you just take 10 seconds? Just thank Him. God, we thank You today. We thank You today for Your healing power. We thank You. You get all the glory. You get all the honor. You get all the praise. Now, Father, we lift up Valencia to You today. And God, we declare Your favor and Your blessing over her, God. Thank You that everywhere she goes, that she sees differently. God, it's a story to be told by her about how great You are. Lord, You are active. You are living. You are not a dead God. You're not sitting in a grave somewhere. You rose 3 days later and You touched Valencia's body. And God, we say thank You for that today. Thank You that the same God that healed her is the same God that's in this room this morning. And thank You, God, that even we don't even, Pastor Tim, no pastor laid hands on her. Jesus, You just marked her with Your presence. And Lord, I pray today in Jesus' name, if there be anyone in this house, even right now, that needs a healing in their body. Lord, I pray right now as Valencia stepped out in faith, I pray faith to rise in us. Lord, I declare cancer to be gone today. Lord, I declare marriages to be restored today. I pray relationships to be restored today. Lord, we pray for financial breakthrough in Jesus' name, God. We pray for healing to take place. Lord, we even speak over our hospitals right now in the area that people would be just begin to get out of beds and start walking because of this prayer right now. Lord, we give You all the glory. We give You all the honor in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, amen. Give God one more hand. Stand. You can stay standing. Go ahead and stay standing, and we're going to turn to Acts chapter 2, verse 37. Acts chapter 2, verse 37. How many of y'all got your Bible? How many of y'all got your iPhone? You can't highlight the same. You can't take a magic marker to your iPhone. It don't work the same. Got a giant Bible on the screen for you. Acts chapter 2, verse 37. And make sure to keep, just as Keith talked about, keep your connection card on you. Even as we're going through this message today, on the back of here to the right, you're going to see next steps for you to make. And many of you have made all the next steps you can that we have you to do as a church. So that's why I made a blank there for the Holy Spirit to speak to you about your next step today, because I want everybody to have an opportunity to take the next step this morning. So we're here in Acts chapter 2, verse 37. And if you know your Bible, the Holy Spirit has been poured out upon all flesh. And that promise is found in John chapter 16. Jesus says, I'm going away, but I'm going to send you my Spirit. And so the Holy Spirit begins to pour out. And then Peter begins to preach this message. He didn't know he had in him. You know, it's always a mark. We can always tell. The Spirit of God fills our lives. To be people that are I'm thankful that that's the grace of God. Doesn't make sense. That's how you know God is definitely moving in your life in active ways when your friends are like, what is with you? What happened on Sunday? What happened in your life? I thought your marriage was about to end. Why are you guys working it out? Why are you giving all the glory? I thought you were frustrated. Why are you not so frustrated anymore? And then, you know, what we get to do, we don't go, man, it's because I work so hard. I read my Bible so vigorously. No, we just say, right? We just say, it's the grace of God. I received it. I turned it over to him. He's going to fight my battles for me. He's good. Amen. And so that's what happens here. So Peter preaches a message he didn't know he could. And then this is how they respond to that message. Verse 37. It says, when the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, brothers, hermanos, what shall we do? Peter replied, repent and be baptized every single one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. That's awesome. Guys, we get to receive forgiveness of our sins because of Jesus Christ. This promise is for you. If I say amen, because that's for you. That sounds good. Receive that. Okay. Now the dads and moms, and for your children. And then everybody can say, and for all who are far off. Amen. For all whom the Lord God will kill, will call. That would be a different translation there. Verse 40. With many other words, he warned them, pleaded with them, said, save yourselves from this crooked, corrupt generation. And those who accepted that message that day, about 3,000 people were added to their number that day. That sounds pretty good. That's revival. I'll take that one. I love that verse. That verse is fun. Let's keep reading. Verse 42. So what do they do? Verse 42 says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. We've not just experienced the testimony of that today. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Doesn't that just sound good? Doesn't that just sound like church, family? We're all together in this thing. Awesome. And selling their possessions and goods, they gave to everyone who was in need. Verse 46, every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts. That sounds fun. Verse 47, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. The Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. I titled this message this morning, How to Sustain a Move of God. And let me take this even further, because we did just come out off of a revival setting. But I believe God wants to do a move of God, not just a revival, even though I think a revival starts a move of God. But how do we sustain a move of God? And let me rephrase it like this. When God takes you to another level, how do you sustain that? Right? How do we go away from kind of the roller coaster ride of life? How do we start to sustain? That's what I want to talk about this morning. Let's pray this morning, and then I'll have you sit down. Enough aerobics for you today. Father, thank you, God, for your word. Thank you that it never returns void. Thank you that Ephesians 5 says it washes us today. I thank you that right now, God, you've brought us in this house. Lord, people might be listening on the website, on podcast. Lord, I pray right now you'd use me to speak your word. Once again, Father, we lift up our pastors as they're in Cuba today. God, we pray your blessing upon him and his team. And God, we pray that the word of God will go strong. We pray that souls will be saved. God, we pray that you would use them in a mighty way. Signs and wonders and miracles, God, will follow the preaching of your word, your Bible says. Let it be done in his life in Cuba. Protect them today. In Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, amen. You can be seated. I love verse 41. 3,000 people added to the number that day. That just sounds great. I'm praying that over our Easter service. I'm praying that God just doubles our church over the night. It doesn't make sense. It's awesome. I love verse 41. But I got to be honest with you. I love verse 47 even more if you have your Bible. Because verse 41 says that 3,000 were added to the number that day. But verse 47 says daily people begin to be saved. I want to bring us all on the same page right now together, because I believe this morning for us as a church, our goal is not necessarily verse 41. I believe our goal is verse 47. Is that you and I, in the way that we live our lives as believers, in the way that we carry ourselves as Christians, in the way that we serve God, that daily, periodic, generations of that, as many people say, moms and dads, that your seed is going to be your sons and daughters. That somehow you're gonna take the next 30 years or 35 years into it. You're gonna take the next 30 or 50 years and you're gonna give it all to God and sustain yourself to 7 o'clock every year. So our heart really is more verse 47 than it's verse 41. Let me explain it like this. I remember before I was married. I remember before I was married, I always looked up for any guy that would get down on one knee and make that decision. I'll be honest with you, I was in college, I was just like, man, that joke was crazy. You know, I admired any guy that would just straight up say, I'm never going to look at another woman in my life again. I'm like, bro, you just chain yourself. You know, that was my thought process. Now, men, just stay real calm right now. You just don't move a lot. Spouse to get you in trouble, but I used to have that thought. I mean, to me, before I was married, the wedding just seemed like a big deal. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that was I was just like, wow, my friend got married. They got a wedding. Like, she was in a dress. You know, like, that was crazy. And that was a big deal to me. But now that I'm married, I don't look at the weddings the same, right? Because now. Just getting down on one knee doesn't necessarily mean as much to me. Not that it's not incredible. But now it's what I like to see is marriage work and happen. And something that Natalie and I do, it's just our own little thing. And that maybe many of you can say too, but if we ever see an old couple just like knocking it on each other, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I get to say it like that, you know what I'm saying? Just like an older couple that's holding hands and acting like they're like, 19 years old. We love that. I know it's creepy as that sounds. You know, we like, and sometimes we see a couple that we just be in love, holding hands, and Natalie and I, we don't even need to say anything. We just kind of look at it, and I just kind of grab my hand really tight, and it's just kind of like us saying, wedding is cool. But there's something about somebody who's that I think that needs to be our heart as a church. That yes, we want revival, and yes, we will. We want continual revival, but at the end of the day, we want to sustain the move of God in our lives. We love verse 41, but we really want verse 47. And I think that verse 42 to 46 says a lot about what we should do in our lives. And let me just say one more thing, because I remember so long before service, I really deserve it. My grandparents, my brother was Tom Brooklyn, which is pastor. Our grandparents, they just make the same joke. They say, listen, you guys can do it. I love you, your grandparents. She didn't make the best joke about some Christmas. And they would say, listen, you guys come over whenever you want, but if we don't answer the front door, we're probably swimming. But we'll just warn you, if we come behind you, we're probably not wearing clothes. And I remember, right? This is true. And I remember just kind of being like, that's so gross! Granny, you know? Like, but now, I'm like, as creepy as it is, I pray a lot of you are skinny different at 85 too. For real. And if we could bring that over spiritually, man, I pray that at 85 you're skinny dipping too. You know what I'm saying? Like I pray that you're just going at it as hard as you were before. I pray that as a mom or as a grandmother that your kids don't out worship you, that your kids don't out sustain you, that there's that maturity that you, as they keep growing, that you keep growing too, that they're always wanting to look at you and not necessarily your pastor. There's a sustained growth there that I think that God wants to do in you and in me. And we're right here in this passage, and I think there's five things that I want to give you today. Keys to sustaining a move of God in your life. And number one is this. You got to put a ring on it. Like the theologian Beyonce. If you like it, you should have put a ring on it. I was going to show a picture of her, but I couldn't find one that was appropriate. So that's all you got. That's it. You just got to, don't even picture it, all right? Just don't even think about the Super Bowl. Let the whole thing go by, you know. Jesus. But you got to put a ring on it. Look at verse 42. It says, they devoted themselves. Remember, verse 41, the Lord just breathed upon the 3,000 people out of the devoted themselves. Like it. I'm not gonna say if you like the person of God in your life. A lot of times we never put a ring on it. A lot of times we kind of honor it, and don't allow the changes because we never got devoted to that. And I would say it's a wrong assumption that we think that God's gonna breathe on us, it's not gonna require us to do something. And it's always gonna be like that. Remember, when God moves in your life supernaturally, He moves in your life in a way that you didn't really realize. Know that it's for one purpose. They're really going to be able to bring glory to Him. Second of all, to have a better relationship with Him. Preach that to your kids later. Six things you need to devote to sustain your relationship with God. These are simple, but I would tell you, if you do these six things, I would say 95% of your problems will probably go. I would say 100%. Number one, pray every day. Worship God continually. Don't miss Sunday church. And lastly, get inside the do that, you're missing it. There's no counseling that I can do for you. You've got to get in your Bible. You've got to get in your Word. You need to start knowing the Word of God. It's a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. John chapter 1 says the Word became flesh. Who's the blessing? Jesus Christ. I don't want to get too theological on you, but when you don't read the Word, you're ignoring Jesus. Because He's the Word that became flesh. We've got to spend time in the Bible. Amen. Second thing, hang out with people. You're like, what does that have to do with the move of God? Everything. Everything. I'm telling you, you're going to be surprised at some of these points this morning. Hang out with people. Verse 46, they broke bread in their homes and they ate together. You know what we need to do more, church? Eat together. You can give God a praise for that. Come on.
We come to praise Him. We come to praise Him. And lift Him up.
Because sounds like fun. It is fun. We got to hang around other people. Listen, your son and your daughters don't count. Okay? They're not going to give you spiritual insight. I promise you. They're going to teach you about how to be a fatherly or motherly perspective. But they don't count as other people. Okay? Your husband does not count. You need to spend time with other people. If you want to sustain a move of God, you need to hang out with people. And listen, I want you to know, actually, we made this just for today because of this point. We have a bunch of connected points for you today. Say they'll be on there. We can take the research decisions to digest it. Make a decision. If you are a mom, you walk over to your children. Another mom with a 5-year-old. Can I tell you that's spiritual? I'm serious. I'm completely serious. Like, we don't have to have a specific, like, small group that, you know, is ordained by the church and all that. Listen, after the service, go across the aisle and come in for lunch. I'm dead. Are you hearing me today? I'm serious. We need to get around other people. We should be closer with each other than probably anybody else. And we're the church. I know, does that make you uncomfortable? Absolutely. How are you married today? Right? You had to uncomfortably ask somebody out on a date at some point, right? Aren't you glad that probably happened? Okay?
Now, time to take it out.
You got to hang out with people. You saw those other notes there. Three types of people you need for a balanced Christian life. You need other Christians in your life. Absolutely. You need brothers around you. You need mentors in your life. Those around the church. See people that you love. I promise you. Come on, man, right? If any man, is there one man in this place that if somebody bought your lunch to make you have a problem? No! You'd probably tell them a lot of things that if they would buy your lunch, they would do something like that, right? Yes! It's not complicated, you know what I mean? So get around other people, invest into them, learn from others, get better at what you do, get better at your Christian walk. Number three, be generous. We should be the most generous, amen? And we are. Verse 44 says, all the believers were gathered and everything was on. And sold them to those who gave anyone as we had to. You know, this passage, when you first look at it, I don't know about you, but maybe you're the first time you've always asked. Who wants to choose? You know, like, here you go, you know? That's not what this passage is saying. When you think about it, you can look back. They still had houses, right? They met. They didn't sell their homes. They still had clothes, right? They didn't say they were new. They had clothes. It doesn't say they broke bread together. They had to be new. They had food. They had to be necessities. They were good prepared. In fact, they were living their lives and waiting for them to be successful. They were giving food to those that had live our lives in a relationship that way. Right? This Christian life is not about being blessed. It's about being a blessing. Jesus didn't come to be blessed. And I want to give you just an update. Last week, $4,000 above our tithes at this church. Come on, isn't that awesome? And this is how we sustain the move of God. I know it sounds crazy. It really is. This is how we get to verse 47. Daily, they take over. We're generous. There is a church over in Cuba that is going to be the biggest facility in Cuba as a church. If you gave $1 in that offering last week, you're a part of that. Awesome. That's incredible. That means that the move of God is not just here, but we're starting it globally. And man, when you get that heart, you think that God's going to bless you if you gave a sacrificial offering or something like that. My goodness, be expecting. It's going to be incredible. Tithe, give to missions, have Be generous. Number four, have fun.
Hallelujah.
What does this have to do with the move of God? Everything.
I said hallelujah.
We should have more fun.
I just tell you to take just a minute or so and just
I say this to you,
Pastor.
Shout unto God.
I say it.
When the boys are coming on, we cannot be both ways. That's it. He talked about it. What did he say? He said, I feel like my gift to the body. He said, what is Nehemiah chapter 8? He said, Lord, I God is like Romans chapter 12. You read it in the message. You should read it later. You guys know this. But Paul tells us, he said, don't take yourself so seriously. You kids are driving you crazy. You got to laugh about it.
Come on, he's on.
City Church. They've been on the sidelines for a little while. You're ready. I've been receiving the word for a while. It's time for me to hold on to something. Maybe becoming a member of that city, maybe you've never made that decision. That's kind of like what it is. We have a member seminar coming up very soon. Join in the class. There's a class that's going on right now. Output will be input. Join a group. You have all of these connecting points that you can get involved in. Whether it's serving at the church, and you can read them all later. And even beyond that, just try to hang out with people. Stay, come here early. Stay a little later. Walk across the aisle. Do something. You know what I'm saying? Go to lunch with somebody that you don't think you would ever eat lunch with. And I think you'll be surprised at how much more fun church is going to be to you. Output what you input. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. I love this. For we are God's workmanship, created in Him, in Christ Jesus, to what? Do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. I think there are in advances that God has already prepared for us. There are students, maybe in our youth ministry, that it's time for you to get connected and pour back into a generation that will be effective because of you making a step today. There are kids in our kids ministry that maybe we'll be able to reach a few more of you there in the next year. Man, there might be people that we're going to be able to reach. There might be more groups that could be started by you just stepping out and outputting what you do for the end. I want to give you one more story this morning, and then we're going to stand our feet and pray. And then I'll give you an opportunity to write some of that stuff out. I have the opportunity to officiate the wedding of Brandon Gilbert, our pastor, kid. So right now, they're getting married, I believe, in June. And right now, they lead our middle school brotherhood out. They're doing an incredible job. Ashley works at the school, and Brandon's graduating from Southeast full-time pastor. And so we started doing premarital counseling that my dad. Lots of fun. And the whole time, we haven't talked once about the wedding. Thank you, God, for this last week. Thank you, God, as you're taking us to levels that we've never been. And now, Lord, we ask that, God, you would put a sustaining spirit in us. If you're in this room and you'd say with every head bowed, every head closed, you'd say, yeah, that's me. I want a sustaining spirit in my life as I move out of this place today, as I move forward in my life. If that's you, would you lift your hand all across this place? You say, God, give me a sustaining spirit. I want verse 47. I want to see people daily walking it out today in my life. Lord, with all hands lifted in this house, I pray in Jesus' name, you give them that sustaining spirit to walk out. I pray more fun. I pray more hanging out with people. I pray more devotion to you. God, I pray they would never miss a Sunday. God, they would be in the house of the Lord. God, I pray generosity among your people. Lord, and at the end of the day, we pray that souls will be added daily to City Church, daily to your church. We give you all the glory and all the honor in Jesus' mighty name. Everybody said, amen. Would you put your hands together and give God a praise this morning?